1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 912. Sketch 1,154. Siren's Call.
Listeners, how are you all doing today? Just want to say hello to people and also want to say a big shout out to anybody who's listening, and there is like a 10% chance this is true, that any listeners in Nina in County Tipperary may be listening. Maybe it's a 5% chance. Anyway, so this sketch goes out to Nina Posse.
Oh, I mean, when you say you've got a 5% chance, is that based on statistics? Because I thought that less than 1% of our listeners are in Ireland overall.
That is true. Just like the random chance that there is one guy I know from Nina who I have told about the sketch, and he says I have listened to like one of them. So, you know, this might be the second one he listens to.
One of them. This might be number two.
He's just had a kid. I mean, you know, and we're shit. So, you know, he's got better things to do with his life.
I mean, I'm not criticising his choice. I'm just criticising your odds.
Shout out to Rewind if listening.
I didn't know we were doing dedications and shout outs. I'll remember for the next time.
Just this sketch kind of feeds into that. So, yeah.
It should be shouts out, really, shouldn't it? Unless you're hyphenating. Let's have a shout
out. He shouted out.
Oh, he shouted out. That's different, isn't it? Shout out is a noun.
Shout out.
Anyway, when I was like six.
To shout out is a verb.
And actually, most 6-year-olds who live in North Tipperary, there is obviously a classic joke about Nina, which entertains a 6-year-old and has a relevance for this sketch. So, you know, can listeners work out what that joke can be? Anyway, so...
You're not going to tell it then?
I'm not going to tell it because it's a joke for 6-year-olds. Okay. And people should work... And I'm going to ask you at the end of the sketch, can you have worked out what that joke was?
I think I've fathomed it.
Laura can be Duke and Rich can be Fats.
We need to think of something fresh. People just aren't paying attention to the police sirens anymore.
The Nino? They're not listening to the Nino.
Got it in one.
Is it the knee or the gnaw, do you think?
They're listening to neither the knee nor the gnaw. When we go knee nor knee nor, the effect is zero and people don't get out of the way. Ideas?
Oh, we could copy the sirens in other countries.
Like the wee-oo they have in the States.
Exactly like the wee-oo they have in the States. But in the States, the wee-oo also sometimes goes wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah, which is great.
But not that great, because in the States, people ignore the wee-oh and the wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah.
So wee-oh wah-wah-wah-wah is effectively the same as nee-nor-nee-nor. What do they do in South Korea?
How the hell should I know?
Just testing. They go wee-oh wah-wah-wah-wah, just like the American ones. But it's like they got it a tiny bit wrong. We could get it a tiny bit wrong. Would that work?
Like no-nah-no-nah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. But now I've heard it, I think it's a stupid idea.
Maybe we should think outside the box. What do people really hate the sound of? Something they would flee from?
Oh, I've got it. We're going to solve a Laura Laura crime. Here's our constable with the arrest history. Surprise, surprise, your actions are illicit or unauthorised. Felonious activities outlawed, you see. Surprise, surprise.
Bit Bowie there.
It was a bit Bowie. Surprise, surprise.
What's it all about, car thief?
No, I like that one. She wasn't annoying then.
We can't use it anyway. Cilla Black is dead.
What? Dead? Why didn't you mention it earlier? That's a crime we can solve right now.
No, I don't think it was...
Nino, 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 Nino.
Rich ran out of the room, listeners.
He did.
So, my fellow podcasters, if you're 6 and living in North Bury, what joke would you make that is relevant to this sketch?
Nina, Nina, Nina. But what about it?
Well, it's just like, you know, what the police car say, Nina? They go, Nina, Nina, Nina. You know?
Sure.
It's a joke that 6-year-olds enjoy.
sure.
And my 6-year-old has enjoyed as well.
But I don't think many of our listeners are 6-year-olds, so.
Do we have an Asian man in this, Al? Can 6-year-olds download this?
I mean, it's marked as explicit, so presumably if parents have put on some sort of safeguarding on their Spotify or what have you, then doubtful.
I was speaking about it to my friend's son, and then she said, no, he doesn't need to listen to it.
Would you say, no, I don't need to listen to it either.
No, she has listened to it. That's why we were talking about it.
How old was the son?
11.
No, it's not content for 11-year-olds.
They have higher standards.
I think. Yeah. I mean, I'm not. Yes, I think they.
I'm not saying the sketches aren't for 11-year-olds. A lot of them perfectly target that demographic, but the chat.
Perhaps not.
I'd like to hear the rest of you do an impression of David Bowie presenting Blind Date.
It was really Bowie. Surprise, surprise.
I not seen Surprise. It's a little back, so.
That's why. But you only, anybody. Just be Bowie. Say.
Doing
Blind Surprise, Date. Surprise.
What is Surprise, Surprise?
Blind Date.
Hang on. Okay. Surprise, Surprise is Blind Date. What?
No, but I just. Every time I've said it, I've said Blind Date, and you've all gone, Surprise, Surprise, what's that? And I've said, no. I said, Blind Date. No, that's true. Jervis hasn't. Anyway, the moment's gone. Don't do your impressions of Bowie doing Blind Date.
We'll cut this.
We won't. Alistair, just slice in stuff that's hilariously funny.
Pardon me now?
Just slice in like funny things over the internet sketch. Yeah.
What, just from the internet that isn't us?
Yeah. Imagine
like Dad's Army or something.
Listen,
do you think you are fooling Mr. Putin? I know.
Listener, imagine a cat falling over. There we are. That'll do.
Does a cat ever really fall over?
Mine falls over.
They always land on their feet.
Yeah,
they're always like, they look like they're going to fall and then they like sort of get it together at the last minute.
They often fall, but they're quite good at bouncing when they get there, so it's all right.
Have you ever tried like tying a slice of toast buttered side up on the back of a cat and then dropping it from a height?
Or just buttering the back of a cat.
Yeah.
Neither of those.
I don't own a cat, so I can't perform this experiment.
Nah. I'm sure there are some cats in the village.
I'm sure you could borrow one. In the name of science.
Yeah. I could do that.
I would like to play a game of what's Laura drinking? Because you're drinking from a tin tonight, Laura.
I am.
You basically never drink from a tin, and I'm assuming it's not like Tennent's Extra. So I'm going to guess it is like... Yeah. Fever Tree tonic water, but with like pomegranate in it.
Okay, Simon, do you want to take a guess?
Some variation of kombucha. Is
kombucha?
Kombucha is a
kombucha, but with like hazel.
Hazel. That's the classic drink ingredient.
It's a golden sort of can, so I'm thinking. For some reason, the only thing that's coming to mind is something sort of vaguely Bourneville based. So
like, Bourneville.
Fizzy dark chocolate in a can.
Dark chocolate in a can. That's wildly wrong.
Okay.
I've had two drinks the duration of this podcast. It is Dash Water, which is sparkling water infused with first blackcurrants, and then the second can was mangoes. Would recommend if you just want something a bit fizzy and a bit fruity.
The way the light is catching the gold can, it does make it look as though it's made of... Oh, that's wonky fruit. There we go. It does
say... Yeah, they use wonky fruit to flavour it.
Oh, I see.
I mean, the problem is most companies probably do use wonky fruit to flavour stuff.
Yeah, wonky fruit just means the fruit that would get pulped into other stuff they use for
wouldn't get onto supermarket shelves because it looks weird.
Not the Bella Hadid of fruits.
Very much not. Asymmetrical plums. So, that's what the doctor told me I had.
Yes.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor and Richard Catherall. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.
Cilla Black is dead.
What?
Such an odd end. Oh, it's not the end. I thought that was the end, sorry.